Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant.
And together we are Thanks for Visiting. And if you can't tell, we're not in the same room today. So I went ahead and took over the Thanks for Visiting part. But Annette, I'm so glad that we got to connect this week and share this amazing topic that we're going to dive into soon. But first, we have to share one of you, our amazing listeners, for using our hashtag on Instagram. Our hashtag is STRShareSunday. We share you on Instagram on Sundays, but then we also share you here on the podcast for using our hashtag and for listening. We want to make sure that we are helping to elevate you and your short-term rental. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we have at MagnoliaWV. Again, that's at MagnoliaWV, as in West Virginia. And this is a historic farmhouse, circa 1805, hosted by Lee and Corey. And it is an absolute showstopper.
It's epic.
It is epic. And I want everyone to please go follow, but most importantly, be inspired. This space, every detail, every room, every corner, and I'm going to also say, interior and exterior. The interior is just lights out. I like to use the word tight, like every detail has been thought out in the design and for the guest. But then it's a showstopper on the exterior also. There's a front porch, there's a back porch, there's a fire pit, there's a soaking pool. Every inch of this property has just been designed with the guest in mind. And you heard me say at the beginning, it's from 1805. That's a hard thing to fuse the old and the new, and they are absolutely nailing it. And I want to go stay here immediately. It's a listing where you just want to wish list it and get in your car or plane and go visit them. But listeners, this is definitely a place if you want to take a look at, you can be inspired not only by the design, the photos are amazing in their listing. They really pull you in and they make you feel like you're already enjoying the space. So kudos to you, Lee and Corey. This is 5 stars and I haven't even stayed. So thanks for using the hashtag also. But listeners, do yourself a favor. Give them a follow.
Yes. Okay. So on to this week's show. Nettie and I are going to take this show over today. Just her and I. We have experienced this topic firsthand, and we now focus very heavily on making sure this topic is no longer a pain point in our own business and lives. But so we essentially were sitting with our hosting business mastery members last week on a call. Every month we have this call. It's called our Numbers Hub Coaching. Annette and I created this spreadsheet. It helps our members dial in their finances, exactly how much it costs to run their rental per night. And it was really an introductory call to the spreadsheet because we just made some changes to it, some upgrades. And we went over this one expense, and I feel like, Annette, everyone on the call was like, stop dead in their tracks. And they're like, wait, back up. Mm-hmm. What is this expense? How the heck do we nail it down? And you and I were just like, oh, right, this is a big problem. And we thought it would be a great opportunity to highlight this expense mm-hmm. on today's podcast.
I like to say, Sarah, it's this hidden expense that will give you a real gut check.
Right.
Because we just got to tell them what it is. We got to tell them what this line
yes.
item. I guarantee you, if you surf the interwebs right now and you pull up profit and loss reports, you know, all over the place, you're not going to see these lines that we've included in ours. And it is your most valuable asset. It is your
time.
And I wish you could have seen everyone's face on our call when we got to this section, because it's not something, normally it's super easy. Okay, how much are my towels? How much are my linens? How much is my Wi-Fi? How much is my homeowners association? You know, you can just kind of go through and buzzsaw and enter in the cells. You're not even really having to think about it. And then we got to this one and there was so much, there's emotion involved in it. There's like trying to think about truly calculating it, because Sarah, this is so much different than, let's say, a job, for instance. There's a normal start time and an end time. And we all know hosting does not have a start and an end time. It's weekends, it's holidays, it's after hours, it's on call. And you don't know how many hours you're really going to be working. So let's start to go with the first one where we went through with our students. We're like, okay, let's start to calculate the amount of time it takes to communicate from pre-booking to checkout. Talk us through some of that time, Sarah. And we say pre-booking because you might not even get the reservation.
Well, and I would even challenge us there too and say it's not even checkout. It's post-checkout. It's getting those guests to come back. Because
mm-hmm.
Annette, you and I love to get repeat guests because that's there's less unknowns there. Mm-hmm. We have guests that we just feel more comfortable with. So investing our time in getting them to come back is also something we need to calculate. So yes, you have, from the moment a guest reaches out to you and inquires about your space, whether or not they see it on an OTA like Airbnb, maybe you're running your own ads on Google. Maybe you are you're writing blog posts to get people to come to you. All that is time dedicated into getting people to come and be interested in your space. Or if people are coming to your space, quote unquote, organically from these OTAs, they see your listing on Airbnb and they reach out with a question or a, hey, I'd like to book. What do I need to do? I mean, all that, those little bits and pieces of information and that time that you're giving to get them to come into the space, that is something that needs to be calculated in one way, shape, or form. And then, of course, sending them, once they're booked, sending them their check-in instructions. Once they've arrived, ask them how everything is going. Unfortunately, there are issues arrive, whether there's something that, you know, you could have prevented or not. Sometimes people have questions or requests that you could never have anticipated. All of that is your time. Mm-hmm. And then of course, they go to checkout, asking them to leave them a review, reminding them their checkout instructions. And like I just said a few moments ago, getting them to come back. So there's a lot of communication with our guests, our potential guests, and our previous guests, right? So there's a lot of back and forth there. And then it's really hard to calculate that time. And we aren't suggesting that our listeners kind of like, you know, write down, okay, so from 105 to 107, I chatted with Susie about, but we do need to have a basic understanding of
what that value equals in terms of an expense line item on a profit and loss statement.
And other businesses, they might consider that, you know, both sales and marketing and customer service. It's kind of all three in one. They might be there, but it's your time. And so we want to make sure that think about an average. Of course, we got to start with an average here of what do you really think from start to finish that guest, how much time you're spending. So that's number one, is that average time communicating with potential guests and guests or previous past guests. All right. And you should already be thinking in your head, we hope your wheels are spinning of, oh my gosh, I've never thought about that. Next up, there's also average time just coordinating the schedule for your turnover team. If you have maintenance being done, and hey, that again, that might just be you, but you still have to, you know, look at your personal calendar. Okay, when can I get this cleaning in? When can I have the HVAC person come in and check out XYZ? When am I going to have the house painted? Things of that. But a lot of times, just that coordination, Sarah, how many hours a week do you think you spend on just coordinating schedules? I wish you guys could see Sarah's face right now because it's a lot.
So much time. And it's, again, I think, and we'll get, this is kind of the third bucket, so I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it's also just like, unfortunately, it's not this like expected period of time. With houses, anything can happen at any period of time. With humans, anything can happen at any period of time. So it's that with the cleaning and the maintenance situation, it's just being ready and prepared at any time as well. And of course, you have, when you are working with these other humans, these other professionals, you have to work within their schedules. So then there's that back and forth period of when they can get and do stuff, when they can get there and clean, when they can get in there and what have you, inspect the space. As you grow, or if you can, you know, there are some ways, and this goes with the other bucket that we just discussed too, which is communication. There are ways to save our time. There are ways to automate some messages, appropriate messages. There are ways to anticipate needs. But again, that even with software, it's funny because software or these smart technology, they cost money, right? Mm-hmm. Because someone had to create them. And so I love it how sometimes we're like, well, then we'll just do it. We'll just do it manual, quote unquote, manually. And then we are taking away that value of what our time is, then do it manually to respond organically to things. But yes, Annette, communicating with our cleaning team, our turnover team, our maintenance team, our inspectors, and anyone else that it takes to really just make our designers, our handy people, all those things.
And also lumped in here, it kind of depends on how you run your short-term rental. You might actually be the person doing the cleaning and the turnovers, or you might even be doing the maintenance, and then you still need to take into account what that cost would be. So even if you're scheduling yourself and then you're there for X amount of hours, Sarah and I hear it all the time where people just throw the cleaning straight into their profit. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like that isn't done for free because you're spending a lot of your time. Trust me, actually, Sarah and I wish we would have timed ourselves a few weeks ago. We went to, I think, 3 properties and just made 5 beds. And when I say it took us hours, because things popped up, we noticed other things. But we were like, holy smokes, we should have set the timer because we're like, oh, we're just going to go make these 5 beds real quick, da da da. And lo and behold, we look up at the clock and it's time for all the check-ins. And so there is a good exercise of using that stopwatch on your phone to see how long things take you. Or like, oh, I'll just bring the laundry home with me and do it while I'm watching
Netflix. Laundry,
or yeah. Hey, I'll pick some things up while I'm at Costco or I'm out at, you know, the dollar store. Like that's time that's being invested into your business also.
Yes.
And this is where we want to kind of tie a bow on this. And so on our specific spreadsheet, we have these buckets where we're putting our average time spent on these things. But the way that we come up with the true expense once we've decided on
Nettie,
the average
real quick,
time.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I just want to say before we get into like how we can answer this pain point for them, I just want to mention too that added value, what onto your time, the fact that we are open 365, mm-hmm. the fact that like something can happen at 2 a.m., something can happen. And the whole thing like, okay, a lot of businesses, things happen, you know, during business hours. I know you mentioned this briefly, but there is, whenever you work corporate or any other place that's just a larger, more traditional workplace setting, you get paid a net time and a half if you have to work, you mm-hmm. know, the third shift, or if you have to work weekends, or if you have to work holidays. That is just, quote, that is just a host's normal life.
Right. Exactly.
So I just feel like your time, the value of your time to be on call, you know, if you have whether a guest is checking out or checking in on a holiday that you value, let's say it's, we all value different holidays and I understand that, but let's say it's Thanksgiving, for example, and you're at your dinner table and you've got guests, they're checked in already, everything's going great. And I don't know, the oven goes kaput on them. And it's Thanksgiving and they're also trying to have Thanksgiving dinner and of course they're going to call you. And then you've got to try to hopefully call a maintenance person, but like you never know if and when that's going to happen. And so there's just value there. So I just wanted to, Annette, before you get onto this part, I just wanted to reiterate that.
No,
that's kind of like our third bucket.
Absolutely. Because when we're calculating the average time for all this, well, we have to come up with our rate. And, right. you know, it's, wait a second. What do we value or what does the marketplace, if we were to hire someone, right. what would that hourly rate be? And this is really where you have to take a couple of different things into consideration. Obviously, A, your location. Where are you? Are you in the city? Are you in a remote place? You know, does it take you 6 hours to drive to, you know, is it remote? That might be harder to find people. It might, you know, an hour's worth of work at your property might actually be 7 because you have to drive 3 there, work an hour, and drive 3 back. There's, what would you be willing to pay or what should you be paying yourself? You've got to come up with this magic number. And Sarah and I wish we could tell you, hey, it's this, and you could add it into your spreadsheet, but it's not that easy. There's, you know, multiple things to take into consideration. And I think the first, and Sarah just made a really great point of, first of all, you're on call 24/7. And if you're not on call 24/7, the other person that you would hire would be on call 24/7. So that's increases what I would like to say the hourly rate would be. But I think so many people on our call were like, oh my gosh, what would I pay myself if I were to relinquish myself of all of these duties? Or do, when they're filling in this section of their spreadsheet, they like had to have a really heart-to-heart with themselves and like, wait, what do I value my time at? And what would be that market rate plus my rate there? And this is a difficult thing, I think, for a lot of hosts to calculate, but so important because it has to be a part of your P&L. It has to be a part of your expenses.
Yeah. And when we're talking about investing in real estate, Annette, so if you are listening right now because you are interested in buying a property to run as a short-term rental, or you're buying another property to run as a short-term rental, and you quote unquote, you always hear people say, oh, I need to run the numbers. I understand that as a property owner, sometimes your time is just, it's just a given, right? Like when you're starting out, you're trying to make things work, it's a given. But if you really want to know the health of a deal, if you mm-hmm. really want to understand how good of a deal it is, how it's really going to serve you in the future, whether that's financial freedom, or some, you know, some simple cash flow, all that stuff. And but you are working on it, what? I don't know, 15 hours a week, 20 hours a week. Does that make the deal as sweet as you once thought it was going to be before you put yourself into that story? Mm-hmm. You know, for some people, depending on your situation, yes. For other people, it's like, well, no, I want it to be passive. So if you want a short-term rental to be passive, you have to kind of factor in, you have to factor in the management fee. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of what that would be, is like your time would be that management fee that you would outsource. And a lot of that times, I would say that's anywhere from 18 to 50% of that approximate nightly, you know, monthly income would go back to a manager. Well, you're kind of the manager if you're running the place yourself. Mm-hmm. So would your numbers still work if you had a management team? Mm-hmm. And if they don't work, but you're totally cool with this being a part-time job for you, right? Where the money doesn't get paid out to you until what? You sell the property until you, you know, until later, then, you know, that's up to you and that's up to your personal situation.
And I also want to caution everyone, Sarah and I actually see this all the time. People are very open, let's say on social media, and they'll do financial breakdowns of their properties and what the expenses are. And every single time, this is that large expense. We're like, okay, well, they're leaving out the expense of actually running the business, managing the business. So in closing here, again, we just want to make sure when you're looking at your P&L, you've got to make sure that you know what it costs to operate you as the manager, your time. Make sure you're including it. We need your business to stay healthy, to stay profitable. And we want to make sure that you're including this when you are running your numbers on a monthly basis.
Yes. Yes. It's all about valuing your time and also just running your short-term rental like the business it is, which I feel like is, Annette, that's you and my, like, that's, if there's anything we get across during this podcast week after week, it is that, so that you can continue to do this thing that you've worked so hard to either start, or if you've not started yet, just getting that mindset going right off the bat. You'll be in this for the long haul and you'll just feel better about it as you're running your business, you know, as you're going along, growing or sustaining. So with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant.
And together we are. Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.